Thank you.
You're good. You got it.
Okay.
It's like a meeting, my dude. You told me I had to. So you're a title person.
I have to lie through my teeth.
Oh, can you put this up? I'm gonna put that with it. Love you.
Oh my god, no, stop. We're not having this discussion. Oh my god, no.
You ready?
Yeah.
Meeting call to order at 3:06 p.m. Hi everyone, sorry for the delay. I promise next week we'll get it right. Roll call, I'm going to be doing attendance. Do you know why? Let's have some observations in the room.
There's no clerk.
Good. Okay, great. That's a good leeway into what I'm about to say. So we need a clerk. Does anyone want to be the clerk that types up the meeting minutes after the meeting is over? Looking around. No, as assumed. Okay. So basically now, because we have no clerk volunteering themselves, we are going to have one legislator be the clerk every single week. Yep, so it's going to pick this random.
How long is it today?
Wonderful, we already have a volunteer. So can someone please nominate Javonna as temporary clerk? We have a hand.
I nominate Javonna as temporary clerk.
Javonna, do you accept?
Yes, I do.
Awesome, you are now temporary clerk for today. What day is it? Okay, so basically, during programming, I'm going to read off the rest of the SGA meetings. You can volunteer for it. If not, I'm just going to pick people at random. So as Joanna just did, you can volunteer for the next week or the week after that, but we'll do that during programming. And the temporary clerk for each week will be meeting with Primo just to go over how to do the meeting minutes, and he'll be your point of contact since he's the present pro tempore. If you have any questions about the meeting minutes, et cetera. Any questions about the clerk situation? Awesome. Okay. So I'm going to just read off the roll call. Angela.
Here.
Ariana. Elshima.
Here.
Evan.
Here.
Giovanna.
Here.
Greg.
Here.
Jack.
Here.
James.
Here.
Jamie. Jarrell. Jonathan.
Here.
Awesome. Carla.
Here.
Nick.
Here.
Paulette. So are you. Okay. Primo. Yeah.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Scott.
Here.
I was going to say Pramone. Charisse.
What happened?
Tristan. Ty.
Here.
Wisdom. And we have Kevin.
Here.
Jihan. Right? Wrong? Okay. Adonis. We're going to get it right. And Robert. Awesome. Okay. Look at that. Okay, great. Okay, so acceptance of the minutes. Everyone scroll down to the bottom of your agenda. Look at the minutes, please, to see if there's any corrections or which are amendments needed to be made. I'm going to be explaining things a little bit more during this meeting, so we have about six new people. So if you're an existing legislator or returner, just bear with me. You already know it, so that's fine. I'm going to give you all 2 minutes to look over that. I'll make it first.
Oh.
Is there anything that needs to be changed to the minutes? Hands. Okay, seeing now we need half a hand, full hand. James.
The financial policies was put into appropriations committee, not GNA.
Okay, that was a mistake on my part, so I told the clerk to correct that. Thank you for noticing. Anyone else? Nick. Nick, can you sit up here for me? Thanks.
For the elections committee, it only is an alternate, but I remember. Okay,
we're going to go over the elections committee and everything again during programming. So we have some people that had a drop, and we have to add people. So, okay. Anything else? Any other amendments needed to be made? Okay. Seeing now we need 2/3 majority vote in order to accept these minutes. All those in favor? For the new legislators, you don't get to vote just yet. So all those in favor? All is opposed. All is abstaining. Minutes have been accepted. Administrative report. Offices report. Serafina Janice, the executive president. Everyone knew.
I do actually have something quick to say. Well, we won't really talk about it today. I just kind of like to prepare you because it's a conversation I do want to have next week. For those of you who don't know, as executive president, I serve as a student representative on the University Senate, which is like pretty much the SGA but for faculty and staff members. And last week when I was at that meeting, they had brought up some topics that they wanted to discuss, and they asked me my opinion, and they wanted more student feedback, so told them that I would talk to you all about it. But some things to think about is for next week, they're looking to create a second common hour. They're not really sure too much about it yet, so it could be feedback positive like for it and against it. So we can talk about that. And then another thing they're looking to do is to change around your final schedule. So there were ideas of changing the way your classes are scheduled so that instead of you have your classes for 14 weeks and then that last week is like 2.5 hour periods at random times that only match up, to extending your schedule to kind of like 15 weeks so it's the same time. And so if you meet twice a week, your final would happen either that Tuesday or Thursday at the same allotted time in the same classroom. So just some things, some food for thought for next week, just so you can kind of maybe like look into it, look around at the schedule, your schedule, maybe see how you feel about it, how you think it would work out. But
did they happen to mention the way that it's split up over Thanksgiving and Christmas and how it's all compacted around Christmas and started to?
So that it was briefly mentioned, but it wasn't a big point of concern. It was more so the fact that a lot of the issue is around classroom space, which is what they're trying to solve with this. So it's just kind of how you would feel about having your finals, like if you like the 2 hour period at like a time that may not match up, or if you would rather keep your schedule as is and just kind of extend it. But before the next Senate meeting next month, I just kind of want some feedback from y'all on some things, and I can also bring the document with me. And I can have that sent out for maybe prior to the meeting, see what y'all can look at it. That's really all I have to say about that.
Okay, the new legislators, please come to the front.
Nice. Four of you. Big class.
Interesting.
And right over here in front of the seat.
In front of
the
great. So from Kevin going down to the left, you're right there. You're going to say your name, repeat your name, I guess. The reason why you're here, maybe the year that you are right now.
You got it.
You got it, kid.
This ain't
your first
reading,
kid.
Hi, I'm Kevin A. I am an IT slash comp sci major. I was in 2017, when I transferred here, I became electro. I was kind of thrown into it. After that, I actually liked it. I like what we do. We have to hear our voice for students as well as everyone else. I like these new committees that we have to be part of it. I am a junior slash senior because apparently I'm 0.5 credits away from being a senior. I don't know how that happened.
Nice.
That's what it.
Welcome, Kevin.
There's no plot with that guy, I know.
Hi, I'm Julian. I'm sophomore in Monte. I'm a finance major, and I really got into this because I want to be more involved with school and see what students have to say about campus and their decisions. So I want to get more involved.
My name is Adonis. I'm a freshman. I majored in business administration with a concentration in management. I'm here to represent LASSO, and like she said, to get more involved in campus and to learn more about how can we help the community this evening.
All right, well, I'm Rob. I'm a transfer junior year. I got lost.
Why are you here?
I wanted to get more involved, like these two said, and I've never really done anything like this, so I'm kind of stepping out of my comfort zone to learn something new. And yeah, that's pretty much why I'm here, because I want to help out.
All right, so if you all raise your right hand and repeat after me. State your name.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of
legislator.
Yeah.
Of the Student Government Association.
Of the Student Government Association.
Of Montclair State University Incorporated. Now let's take a breath, everybody. Deep breath. In and out. Okay, and that I will. To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Uphold the Constitution of the Student Government.
Uphold the Constitution of the Student
Government. Congratulations.
You guys can sit down now. Thank you. That's, yeah, we're done embarrassing you. Okay, great.
I can't pronounce that. What are you doing the second time around?
Which one? Legislator?
No.
No. Okay, that's fine.
It's the one of the plaintiffs.
Okay.
Faithfully
execute?
That one.
Ah, okay. Joe got it. All right. Vincent Osei, Executive Treasury Report.
No report.
No report. Jillian Royal, Executive Secretary. Emma Rush, Executive Vice President. That's me. I'll give you two in programming, so not right now. And Joseph Davis, Attorney General.
No report.
Primo Davis, President Pro Tempore.
No report.
Okay. Maybe I should have just done who has a report. Cabinet reports. Anyone. Let's start with that. All right, David, come on up.
I wasn't here last.
Class one. Director.
Hello, for those who don't know me, my name is David Zepeda. I am the current director of class one organizations here on campus. So just a couple of things. So glad that we're all here. Spring semester. I am currently working with the orgs to talk about what's expected of them for this coming year, this coming semester, with a lot of things such as rechartering, that's the most important part, budget proposals, and also the upcoming SJA 101s. Yes, so for my first class one meeting is going to be on February 19th, 6-7 at the SJA conference room. I'm planning to go over all the previous stuff that I mentioned just now, along with class one week that is currently being planned. I have a lot in my mind to kind of share with the class one orgs, and we're going to plan something out. Hopefully around, I guess, maybe I'm looking towards the week of the 18th of March to the 22nd. So more details to be announced. At a later date. Thank you.
Anyone have any questions for the class one director?
Will Kevin. Will you send a follow-up email about having the meeting? You said February 19th?
February 19th, yes.
Would you be setting other, like, our orgs, though?
Yeah, there was the important dates, I'm not sure, I sent out, or at least it was shared with everyone.
Okay.
But I did send an email recently regarding those important dates. I sent the Google Doc that shows all the information on what's happening, and that also comes with all the meeting dates for class one meetings as well.
Thank you.
Any other questions for the class one director? Thank you.
Thank
Any
you.
Other cabinet reports? Meet. Director for Social Justice and Diversity.
Yes, that's
Sorry.
Me. Hi, everyone. Happy Black History Month.
Woo!
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Meatboy. My pronouns are they, them, theirs. I just want to remind you that tomorrow is Day of Unity. Yay! We'll be in the ballrooms from 11 to 3 p.m. We have our keynote speaker, Mari Kopany. She's Little Miss Flint. She's an 11-year-old activist from Michigan Flint. She started when she was 8 years old when the water crisis in Flint happened. So she's going to be here tomorrow speaking. We also have a good amount of vendors, City Green, the Montclair History Center, EMS, which is emergency medical services, the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition, NJ Citizen Action, the Office of Civic and Voter Engagement, and Planned Parenthood. So we'll have the keynote speaker. We're thinking of doing a panel during lunchtime, so we get free lunch too. And then after lunch is when all the vendors are going to be around. So it's kind of like student board fair, where you just kind of go around, learn more about these organizations, companies, etc., and have some fun. Yes.
Serafina.
The SGA will also have a table at Day of Unity, so if you want to come and help promote SGA and get like students who are there more involved in advocacy and stuff like that, please come and support.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure all four of our centers will probably have tables too. And then I think we also have Justin so. No, that was it. I can't remember. Multicultural Council is still a thing, so if you're interested, let me know. I'll point you in the right direction. I'm also still looking for people who are interested in my position at the end of February, so if you yourself or you know somebody, class directors, please make sure you tell your organizations during your class meetings. Let me know. I would like to sit down with whoever is interested, just kind of let them know what the position is about, what I do, et cetera, et cetera.
Any questions for the Director for Social Justice and Diversity? Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other cabinet reports? Wonderful, just a PSA. All reports should be sent, submitted on HawkSync. It's a form under the SGA portal. So that goes for administrative reports, officers' reports, and cabinet reports and committee. So four reports. So if you're Marielle, if you are one of the executive board officers, any member of the cabinet, or a chair of a committee, you should be submitting your reports prior to the meeting. So 2:59 p.m. is acceptable on HawkSync every single week. If you don't have a report, no need to submit. Just wanted to let everyone know. Did any chairs not submit a report and they plan on giving a report? That's fine. Okay. Okay. So just if you do, just submit it after the meeting. No big deal. Okay. Committee reports. Let's see who's first. Student affairs.
No report.
Okay. G&A.
So hi, I'm Jack, the chairman of G&A committee. Okay. So yesterday in committee, we went through two appointment bills. The nominees were very qualified, that's a good word. Qualified. I have a quick question to the SGA president, if I may.
Yes.
The Ali Hussein, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it incorrectly.
Shaza.
This person didn't come in yesterday. Is this person coming in next week? Do you know?
I've reached out to him.
And yesterday we went through the constitution revisions. I know it's boring, but I guess we have to go through them again later today, so we'll be due.
Any questions for the chair of government administration? Thank you, Jack, for that eloquent report. Appropriations.
Secretary or a chair anymore. We had to pick a new one, so I will be the chair for the remainder of the semester, and Paulette will be our secretary.
Any questions for the chair of appropriations? Thank you. Residence life. No report. Organizational review.
No report.
Sustainability.
No report.
Marketing and publicity.
There is no chair for marketing and publicity.
Wonderful. So please, when we do programming, if you're interested in being the chair of marketing publicity or any member, please let me know when we get up there, or else we won't have this committee if there's no one a part of it or willing to step up as chair. We don't want to see committees go away. Academic affairs.
No report.
All right. No one tell me. Okay, tell me who I missed.
Sustainability.
No, I said that one.
Oh, sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Dining. 9 is 9. Dining.
No report.
Okay. Great. No report. You're the secretary of the committee?
Yeah.
Jamie's the chair?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Awesome. Wonderful. Okay. Programming. I'm up. All right. So we have a couple things to cover in programming. As I mentioned, we had some legislators resign. That's the word we're going to use. So we need to add officially in front of you all the other additional members of the disciplinary committee and the election committee in front of you. However, we did pick alternates, so I'm just simply going to be deleting a name and adding a name in front of you all, because I don't want to get in trouble. I'm also going to be reviewing committees with you, just general committees, not specific disciplinary committee or elections committee. So if any of you would like to change, you like to move around, and then I'm gonna have a little section where I'm gonna ask you a question. I guess I'll ask you the question now. Kevin.
The one that doesn't have a chair, what is
that? We'll go over that. Marketing is 1 to 2 on Tuesdays, right? Oh yeah, okay. So disciplinary committee. So we had Gerard, he is no longer a part of the legislature. So we are moving Gerard out, and Scott, you are now in. Right? Okay. Anyone else find out that they can no longer serve on the disciplinary committee that's up there right now? No. Okay, great. And then we have the elections committee. And I think, yeah, Gerard's on that too. So Giovanna, you are now on the elections committee again. Time hasn't been established yet. Do you accept?
Yes.
Great. Anyone else find they cannot attend the committee that hasn't established a time yet? Okay. And again, as always, the disciplinary committee and the elections committee take place. Why did I split two ends? Take place of your one of your committees that week. However, the elections committee will not maybe not meet every week, might, and the disciplinary committee will definitely not meet consecutively every week unless there is a case. Okay, and then we're going to go over the committee, so we're going to take a look at them again, and if any of you have, I'll zoom in on it. Whoop. So marketing, Gerard has officially, well, not yet, but let's do student affairs. Anyone that wants to be in student affairs or that cannot no longer be in student affairs? I'm just going to go down the list. You all stop me if... Okay, great. And the new legislators, can you just... If you have a committee, just tell me your name so I can put it back here. I know you already mentioned academic affairs. Who picked that one? One of you picked it. Adonis? Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Okay. Scott.
So just so I understand, since I just got put on the disciplinary committee, I still go to the two committees.
Absolutely.
Here weekly,
yes.
And then the 1 week that, or the however
you get
many.
Notified that you must serve on the disciplinary committee. You don't have to go to one of the two committees.
Thank you.
Great. Marketing. Do we add any new legislators to marketing? Okay, George, you're going to just see this for the first time here too. So again, marketing. If you signed up for marketing, you must attend marketing. I know that there were some interesting circumstances where people weren't there. However, y'all need to attend if you're... Nice. If you're consecutively not attending the committee and you can't for some reason, then we have to rethink if you're able to be... and you can make other committees, so you have to rethink if you're able to be in the legislature. So please attend committees. G&A.
That's Government Association.
Government Administration, yeah. Right, spell it right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Anyone else that no longer can serve? Sees their name. Org review? Anyone pick that one up? A new legislator?
I have appropriation.
No. No, but I have
Ariana.
Doesn't that one need a minimum of 5?
Correct. George, are you picking which ones you're going to be part of right now?
Sorry, me?
Yes.
I'm Rob.
Oh my God, who's George? Your last name is George.
Last name.
That counts. If someone said Rush, I would answer.
You're going through with a George in here. That's
no, no, no. Okay, Robert, Rob.
Rob.
Are you picking your committees?
I honestly don't know what each of them do or.
Okay, so right now, let's see if this works again. You're probably going to be picking off of time. However, I'll give a rundown. It is on the website description. So student affairs deals with student issues. Commuters, equity, diversity, parking, like all of that. Academic affairs solely academics. Marketing, you market the SGA and help create programs along with the secretary in order to do so. G&A, you go over our policies. It's government administration, so all the policies we have, they amend. Org review, you help new organizations charter and existing ones hold their charter. Residence life, you deal with resident concerns. Sustainability, you deal with environmental sustainability, not other types of sustainability. And then appropriations, money, where the money gets allocated, who it gets allocated to, and dining concerns on campus. Kevin.
I can do
org review. We got a Kevin. Okay, great.
We got a
Kevin. Okay, residence life, we only have 3 people. Any new legislator can do residence life. The times are in gray at the bottom. Okay, so you could use your phone right now. Okay. Sustainability. I added... And then who else was that? Was that... Kevin?
I was doing me, but I kind of switched.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah,
anyone else?
Yeah.
Okay, appropriations. That's you, Kevin, again? Okay. No, it's good. Dining. Got it. Okay, so we're having some good numbers, but obviously we have some committees that are lacking, so please, if you can make Residence Life and you already see yourself in a bigger committee, I will resend this list now because it's updated and new in the group chat. All new members will be added to the group chat. Yes.
How many are you allowed to be on?
Every single one. Six to seven on Tuesdays.
Is that conflict with him?
No, all the committee times are different.
Sure,
I'll be done. Okay, great. Anyone else want to be part of any other committee? No, you'd learn from last semester. Okay. No, some people just pick like 17 and they're like, well, I can't do all those. Okay, great. All right, so my last thing for programming is basically asking you all, giving you